So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. Coming up, Dr. Mark Siegel from Fox News Channel. I wanted to talk with him about healthcare and how this plays out. Is this Costco thing an affordability thing? Is it another example of it? Nah, it's too expensive. A lot of people hit me with emails. How much a pizza would cost today versus there? And then deluding yourselves into thinking it's authentic. How in the world would Costco be able to make a pizza worthy, as some of these people are saying, of your average pizzeria? How?
What are you saying? You saying they can't do it?
Yes, it's impossible because they're mass produced and all. Who's doing this?
I don't think they're mass produced, though. That's the thing. I think they're made to order each and every time, unless you want just a slice right there.
All right, so they're actually making a pizza,
correct,
that kind of thing.
As much as any restaurant on the boardwalk of Ocean City would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, those are substandard too, right? Yeah,
potentially.
Agreed. Yeah, depending. There's one I like, but yeah, by and large, I get your point. Okay, so you don't think this is affordability?
I mean, it's that quality. Definitely plays a part in it. Having a $10 pizza beats having a $22, $24 pizza.
All right, I'm trying to see if I'm on.
You can practically taste the savings in the sauce.
Costco's also just kind of trendy now.
Oh, it's very
cool.
Yeah. Well, they refused to give up their DEI stuff, and I thought that would be a bit of a downturn, but the price is right. Or is it that Costco's hot in general because of the affordability?
Yeah, I think both definitely play a factor. With the social media, with the Costco guys, you know, bringing the boom.
Right.
I think it's all, it's all played into that.
All right, so we have enough room for Mark Siegel here. You can put him in here. I'm looking at the board. It's kind of crowded.
Yeah,
right?
he's got the hotline. So
all right, we're going to talk with him about the healthcare showdown here, what he thinks from his angle, and he's talked a lot in his book, The Miracles Among Us, How God's Grace Plays a Role in Healing, about the National Guard, the male who was shot and is recovered and actually stood up, I saw on TV, to talk with President Trump after that. It's remarkable. He was in very, very difficult shape. So we'll talk with Dr. Siegel here in a moment. Let's go to Gary in Newtown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary, welcome in.
Thank God. Oh, thank you, Tom. Thank God you took my call. As I told Sean, I was up this morning. I don't know why. I was up at 3. That's not my normal time. I went to go play pickleball. Yes, pickleball from 6 to 8.
Oh, my
went
God.
To go watch
2 hours
granddaughter
of pickleball.
This morning, and I'm getting in the car, heading back home, and you guys are talking about pizza. And I'm like, Costco, give me a break. Who's got – come on. I'm with Dom. And then Henry's got this thing. He's like, oh, no, Dom, this is like one step. I am so hungry. I'm in the parking lot right now waiting for you to take my call so I can go in and get it.
Oh, give us an update. Let's Please. Have a taste test here in the air. Come on now. How could Costco make a pizza that rivals the love, the care, and the je ne sais quoi, Gary, of the average pizzeria? Come on.
It's impossible, but I will give you a personal rundown next week.
Okay, well, you can call us back, you know, when you get it and you're eating it okay. right away.
I'll make sure that I don't talk with food in my mouth.
That's okay. That's okay. So what's your Navy on the side?
My Navy side answer, I thought Joe was going there, is that Thomas Jefferson used the Navy for the first time to go against the Barbary Pirates.
And
I had a really good one because I thought they were Somali pirates. But when I looked it up, I'm like, no, I was right with the pirates.
It's a Barbary
Pirates. Somali pirates.
Yeah,
they were Barbary pirates.
Still a great one. That is a very good one. All right, we'll get Gary in the Costco taste test. If you're headed there to get their pizza now, you can tell me. Let's go to Dr. Mark Siegel. Of course, his great book, bestseller that's out now, The Miracles Among Us, How God's Grace Plays a Role in Healing. Dr. Mark with us again on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dr. Mark, congratulations on this great book. And I heard you talking about the National Guardsman, the male who was shot and looks like he's recovering pretty well. He was standing up talking to the president in the context of your book.
I mean, it's very similar to a couple of miracles in my book and also to a miracle I just reported on for Fox on Chris Smith, who was shot in the head during a first aid and ended up fully recovering. You know, what they try to do in a case like that, assuming that Staff Sergeant Wolf was shot in the head, assuming that, they try to take the pressure off the brain, they relieve part of the skull, they use steroids to decrease inflammation, and they basically, it takes time. But if this is what it was, and they did surgery and they removed part of the skull and they decreased the pressure on the brain, they don't always take the bullet out. If this is what it was, signs like him wiggling his toes, responding to commands, smiling at people, sitting up, all of that is enormously positive.
Absolutely.
It speaks to a recovery. But it would be a long rehab process, but it sounds very promising.
So, Dr. Mark, we wanted to get you onto a unique role. You see the big picture, but you're still a practicing physician, certainly. The healthcare debate that's going on right now, either from the patient point of view or your side of it, what needs to be done so that we get out of this or at least start to make some headway towards something reasonable for people?
Well, you know, it actually starts indirectly from an argument in my book that doctors and patients need to work together and include spiritual realities and the preciousness of each life. And when we started handing everything over, the keys to the vault over to insurance companies, we lost all of that. Insurance companies are one size fits all. They're not thinking about you. They're thinking about bottom line profits. And Obamacare was a scam that basically fed the insurance companies and used as fodder, Dom, young, healthy individuals who were forced by the individual mandate to pay premiums for a service mm-hmm. they didn't need. Under Trump 1, that was gotten rid of, and the whole thing fell apart, so then it had to be propped up, almost like a cart. Think of an overburdened cart with broken wheels. It had to be propped up by government subsidies to basically support a broken system that didn't necessarily give health care to the patients that needed it or the doctors that were providing it. Try asking a doctor if they like Obamacare. None of them do. None of us do, because it doesn't pay the bills even. And then here's the worst part about it. We end up inside a deductible where literally we might use a preventive service that has no deductible to diagnose something. Try treating it, because it usually lands in the deductible if it's an elective procedure.
So with Obamacare, too, you talked about in general the young people, unnecessary. We should have more of a choice for consumers. I'm not sure if that would help doctors. In other words, not all consumers need all parts that you have to take in Obamacare.
Well, that's the point. The point is that it's like a prefix.
Yeah.
I don't want the dessert. What are you giving me that for? And that's the part where I'm saying it's front-loaded. It's basically mm-hmm. to help insurance companies. It's not good for medical centers, and it's not good for the patient. But one thing we never talk about, because we're not really allowed to talk about, it's not good for physicians. It's part of what's driven physicians out of the business. It's part of why we have a shortage. Or it's also why nurse practitioners are replacing us, or medical secretaries, or some, you know, electronic health records, which is supposed to increase your connection with your doctor. Usually now it's someone else answering on their behalf. AI is a great advance, but it may end up creating an even further distance under a situation where doctors aren't reimbursed properly. Years of training,
right.
Many years of training should be reimbursed properly. But that's just the doctor side. From the patient side, the patients are faced with, again, the deductible. They're faced with narrow networks and entire medical centers that don't accept this.
I don't think we've talked with you, Dr. Siegel. I had Dr. Malone on, who's on the new vaccine board, so to speak, there with RFK Jr. Your thoughts, I'm still in the camp. I'm kind of wary of taking away the hepatitis B vaccine early on. Commonsensically, he talked about, and I'm in this camp, maybe too many vaccinations in one sitting. But what are your thoughts on the hep B at 2 months or not at all is where he seemed to be going? It seems like there's some risk there.
They're targeting the wrong thing. The idea that there might be too many vaccines given at birth or at early childhood, fine. Figure out which ones. This one is instrumental in saving lives. We have an epidemic of chronic hepatitis B in the United States, 2.5 million people. 70% of them don't even know they have it. Pregnant women giving birth to babies don't even know they have it. You could test them, but that's, again, a theoretical. Let's test them, but there are whole entire communities that aren't going for that test, that aren't going for it,
right.
I would have to say, twice during pregnancy. There was 21,000 cases back in 1991 before we started giving the hepatitis B as a birth shot. And remember, we're talking recommendations here, not mandates. So take that recommendation away, which they've done, may mean availability of the vaccine isn't as prominent, and physicians may be more afraid to give it. I think the insurance coverage will still be there for the vaccine, including among poor people, which is great. I think the vaccine's very advantageous. I don't believe that there's any evidence that giving it at birth causes any effect, negative effect. I mean, it can cause a transient muscle ache or fever. I don't see the safety improvement at giving it at 2 months. I don't see the studies on that. So I'm not in favor of, because, again, there's a fear factor here. Women that are already afraid of vaccines may just say no, and then may forget to give it. And then there's a lot of hepatitis B around.
Yeah, that's when I looked at it. That's my thought, too. Here's the long range thing, too. They're hunting for causes of autism, which is good. But landing, like with Tylenol and others, and being, I think, kind of definitive on that before we have even better evidence, I'm not on board with that. And he seemed to be moving, Dr. Siegel, toward, well, autism is what we're looking at with this.
A plus B does not equal D. The people involved here are really good at A plus B, but we need a C. You know, I like that they're investigating autism. I like that they're investigating possible triggers during pregnancy. We need to look more at the genetic issues. We need to look more at what else they're exposed to. There's not a lot of convincing evidence that Tylenol is linked to this. Tylenol was studied in over 2 million siblings in Scandinavia. There's not any reason not to study it further, but there's no reason to implicate it.
Dr. Siegel,
maybe. By the way, I always conclude in the following way. I'd say maybe shining a spotlight on Tylenol was a reminder to obstetricians that too many women are taking too much of it.
Exactly.
Because the fetal liver is not fully developed.
Not only is the book selling tremendously, and that's always great for an author, but it's also a book where I'm sure you hear people thrilled with this. It inspires them. Probably other physicians and others, too, who are doing what you do, but maybe this will embolden them to even do more.
I hope so, because remember, there's no negative about bringing your faith into play. And the extraordinary stories of survival, we don't need someone at Andrew Wolf's bedside saying why things aren't going to work out. We know they could possibly not work out. Or in my book, are where one more wrong turn might have been the end. My father's 102 years old. Do you know how many doctors that believed in the possibilities here that it took? Many. There was one who said, look, he's got a hole in his bowel. It's pouring. You know, it's like not healing. I said, what are the chances that it heals? He says, at his age, you kidding? Well, what are we going to do? He says, we got to try. So they took him off of nutrition, and they took put him on intravenous nutrition for a month. The freaking thing healed at age 98. It took doctors who believed.
Here's something for the two of us. The first time I interviewed you, I think, was on a national show, and I think you said he was in his mid-90s, and it was around COVID, something like that. Now we're up to 102. So let's hope you and I are doing this at least another 10 years, and he is now at 112.
God willing. Thank you for saying that.
Thank you.
And who knows, maybe these conversations help a little.
Absolutely. Mark, have a great weekend. Thank you for coming
He's
on.
He's still smoking cigars, Dom. He still smokes cigars.
Now, let's not say that. You have other people out there. I'm going to live to be whatever. You know, it doesn't matter. I'm smoking cigars. You got a good genetic path. That's helpful. Dr. Mark, thank you so much.
Great to see you.
Thank you. Dr. Mark Siegel here on Talk Radio 1210. All right. I can continue, right, Henry? I'm a little spatially right.
Yeah.
All right. We need a ruling here. To 1:30? Yeah?
Yeah, we'll go to 1:30.
All right. All right. There you go. It's a close call. All right. We've unearthed something here. I didn't know this Costco pizza. When I saw it, I'm always looking for stuff like this, and it's preposterous to me. And then when Henry, of all people, says, oh, yeah, Costco pizza. Oh, I could go for some right now. It's made to order.
That's all I'm thinking about now.
Oh, every one of them is Italian over at Costco. They're all
treat their employees right so that they make the pizza with love.
Oh, yeah. Right? You know that about Costco, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's why Costco employees like stay there. That's why I have like high retention. No one just like no. You don't know anyone that works at Costco that leaves.
All right.
And that's part of why it's really popular mm-hmm. these days, because people like when companies treat their employees well.
Yeah.
Well, and if they stay, too, and they know them, that's all good. I agree. All right. Well, Gary's got that pizza now. He's probably eating half of it before he calls.
I hope at least half.
He better not be putting a pineapple on it. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. This Navy thing, I didn't know there would be this many. Don't forget, tomorrow, I will be over at the Manayunk Brewery with the Navy League. Get your tickets. Is it NavyLeaguePhilly.org?
Yes.
Yeah, NavyLeaguePhilly.org. Roe will be with me. Drink specials, prizes. I'm going to be interviewing Navy people about a bunch of things. Having some fun with that. And I think I'll wow them with that factoid. I want them to go, whoa, I didn't believe that. And I'll blame Henry if it doesn't work. Well, Henry said that Bob Costas said, no, folks, you're not seeing it twice.
He was just watching. He wasn't.
He was just watching.
He was just watching. But that was his recollection of it.
Oh, okay. It's shocking that they put instant replay in for the Army-Navy game. And just listening to WIP, because they're down in Baltimore covering it today. The Army-Navy game has gotten some allure. I'm not sure why. You know, for a while, there was a down period there. I don't know why they play it in Baltimore. I don't know if Philadelphia. I've always associated with Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I don't know the place to play it, where that would be. I don't know about Washington, if it would draw. But it is back. And I'm rooting for Navy.
Go Navy, beat Army.
No, I don't know anything about either team. I know one thing. It's a Navy crowd. Well, I'm rooting for Army today. Yeah.
Yeah, good luck, buddy.
Yeah, if Army has something going on tomorrow and I have a later gig with that, I'm rooting for Army then. That's fine. We'll come to more calls. Let's go to Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl.
Hey, Dom. I just have so many things that I want to say. First off, the one problem about living in the mountains is there aren't any good pizza places up there.
You got to get a Costco. Get a Costco in there. There you go.
But in the southern tier of New York, they have a popular chain. It's called Pudgy's, and it's nothing like Philadelphia pizza. We once took a work crew up there once to work on our vacation house, and the pizza was so bad, our men went and started a food fight in the restaurant. That's how bad the pizza is up in southern New York.
Okay.
And real quick, when it comes to bell bottoms, probably a little bit of trivia you didn't know. The bell bottoms can be used as a temporary flotation device. The reason that the pant legs are so large is if your ship is hit and you're thrown overboard, you can take the pants off while wearing your boots, tie them into a knot, fill them full of air, and use them as a flotation device if you're in the water.
All right. That's very, very good to know. It's good information. What's your side today, Earl?
I'm going to change my answer. Normally, I don't like doing that for fear of stealing someone else's, but I want to tell you an interesting Navy story, one of my heartwarming, interesting stories, and see if this is a winner. We had a man that worked for us for about 20 years. His name was Eddie Bellis. He told everyone he was in the Navy. Everyone that was ever in the Navy and worked with him thought he was in the Navy. He could tell you everything about life on a ship, getting up in the morning, going to basic training, what it was like during the day, what you did on board ship. And he worked with us till he died. And when he died, he didn't have any family to take care of him, so we paid for his funeral. And we decided to go to the VFW and get a flag for his coffin. And the VFW said, he never served in the Navy. He's not a veteran. And then the guy had "Hold Fast" tattooed on his fingers. I mean, everybody thought that he was in the Navy. You know, what do you mean he wasn't? And they said no. We finally figured out what the truth was. Turned out he was sent to prison for 2 years, and he didn't want to tell his mother he was going to prison. So he told her he was going into the Navy, shared a cell with someone that was in the Navy, learned everything there was to know about being on board ship, and managed to convince people for decades that he had actually served on a Navy ship.
That is a great story. Huh. All right. I kind of liked his Hunter Biden's, Joe Biden's seventh grandchild is named Navy from the stripper, which was an interesting choice. True. It is. All right. Well, who is the Blake Horvath?
That's what you're going to say tomorrow to sound really smart, like you're into it. That's the quarterback for Navy. He has had a phenomenal season.
Okay.
He's only passed for, 1,300 yards, but that's a Navy quarterback.
Yeah,
he's also ran for over 1,000.
I have to admit, I'm completely disinterested. I used to follow basketball, at least in college basketball, college football. Not exactly sure why. It has absolutely no appeal.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Army and Navy have never made the March Madness, never made the NCAA tournament.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You know who was one of the two great coaches of Army? Bobby Knight,
mm-hmm.
and then Coach K.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
They gave Coach K a nice little retirement ceremony earlier this season because Duke played at West Point earlier this season.
Well, it tells you, too, you can get away with that with the military. You know, Coach Knight and Coach K can get away with their nonsense. Not so much when they get into the other. Picture Bobby Knight still coaching today. I interviewed him twice. I think it was the 2016 race for Trump. Oh, my God. Dom, that chair. Come on now. I only threw it about 30 feet. What's a big deal? It's a chair. I think he said something, along those lines. Unbelievable. Okay. It's 855-839-1210. You can get on board. The Navy is the side. Coming up, I got to give you an update on Jenkintown, Pennsylvania, right? Well, what about Jenkintown? Well, they're in Montgomery County. They were under fire because their police chief talked about how his police could help ICE if there were, retainer issues, that type of stuff, with some of them might be a criminal. Well, the reign of terror came down upon them, and now they've gotten their mind right. I'll tell you what they've agreed to do, but what the activists still want Jenkintown to do. Do these people care about public safety at all? No, they don't. They don't even a little bit. They're a mob, and they want ICE to be attacked. That's my argument. They want to aid and abet that. That's what this is about, what I'm going to tell you next here on Talk Radio 1210. Let's talk first, though, about our friends over at Rescue. Imagine actually feeling merry, bright, and genuinely healthy this holiday season with Rescue, and that starts right now. Going on today, the Deck the Hall sale lets you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-backed natural supplements so you can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment ahead. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been the trusted wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. That's why customers rely on Rescue for their essentials. Powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, advanced probiotic blends, and natural age-defying formulas. They help you stay vibrant from the inside out. This season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. You can stock up, you can save big, and you can step into the holidays with the confidence. Now, that comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com, res-q.com. Call your product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or online at res-q.com. Up to 78% off this holiday season.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. And Henry, you probably don't have any living knowledge. You were such a sports guy, though. And this has always bothered me. I know exactly what I would do if I were the head coach of the other team. On this day in history, 1982, I'm looking at it on Twitter, a guy who was a convict and was at work release at the Patriots Stadium. I'm not sure if it was Gillette or what it was. It was a snow-covered field. He had a snowplow.
He decides,
along with the head coach, to drive out there and clear it off just for their field goal kicker to kick the game-winning field goal.
I know that. I know that video, yeah.
And I'm thinking, I would probably fire the head coach of my team and the players that I could. Why would you allow this to go on?
Oh, I would have walked off the field. I would have pulled the whole team off. I would have lost my mind screaming at the refs.
Or start throwing snowballs at this guy's head.
There's no repercussions at this point.
Driving right out there on the snowplow, telling the head coach, hey, let's do this. Yeah. They kick the game winning. You can imagine, if it happened in another stadium, they did that and beat the Philadelphia Eagles in something important. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. It'd be ridiculous. No, that is a very surreal moment because you can see them, like, digging out in the snow.
Yes.
You know, like, trying to get any sort of semblance of a place to put the football to kick it.
Right.
And this guy was like, all right, why don't I just clear it myself and drives out
driving
in the middle
out
of a timeout.
Yeah, just drive right during a timeout.
Just right that one spot where they were
going to. And he's a convict.
Yeah.
God.
He was a character, too. I've heard the guy explain it.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad you knew about that one. All right. I mentioned Jenkintown before I take another call. So we told you before, the police chief a few months ago did the right thing. He's clarifying their relationship with ICE, and it seems like they want to be helpful against criminals. They went wild. And the mayor, who is cowardly, won't come on. Went along with the activists who came in. And the activists now have gotten this whole rewritten for Jenkintown and ICE. But what they want is the pledge that they will not help ICE if there is a scene where ICE, yeah, here it is, Rivera, the woman who's the activist, they oppose the policy's potential provision allowing for local police to secure the scene of an ICE operation. So you know what that means, secure the scene? It means ICE is doing something legal and a mob is formed. Well, the local police, don't you think, should prevent the mob from impeding ICE? No. These people running in Montgomery County who are pushing each and every town, I give them credit, they're on each and every town. They want the town to agree, even if the populace is up in arms and preventing ICE in some way, shape, or form from doing their operation, they want the guarantee that the local police will not enforce the law. Not only that, but what Jenkintown has already agreed to would indicate that if ICE asks for a retainer on this, they are being told they have to let the person go almost no matter what other crime might be involved. Think about that. And it's Jenkintown. It's Montgomery County. It's the suburbs again and the Democrat Party. But imagine they want them to agree they will not intervene, as I read this, no matter what. If ICE is doing an operation, you know how this works. Let's say ICE is doing some kind of raid and the mob gathers to try to prevent them getting their way, attack them, who knows? They don't want them to come to their assistance. Is there anything more, hallowed? I need to hear from cops today than assist officer. You get an assist officer and you see cops flying. You know why? Because they know it could be them. They know that that's their one lifeline. So what do you want ICE to do then? Do you want them to resort to lethal force so that they don't get beaten to death? Is that what it's going to come down to? Or do you want the local police to prevent the mob from interfering with a lawful operation? Robert in Ben Salem's next. Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom Henry. It's good to talk to you guys today. And I believe that the non-naval jails are called stockades.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. I think I can answer your question a little bit because my family, the German side of my family, got here in the 1880s, and they came from the northern part of Germany, and they were all merchant marines, sailors, and fishermen. And they will tell you that the Navy is in their blood. Now, I was the first one after like 100 years to not go into the Navy. I went into the Air Force, and I think my answer to the side question might have something to do with it. But my daughter then, on her own, decided I want to do the Navy. So maybe it is in the blood. My ex-wife's father was a lifer in the Navy as well. He was in the Navy and the Naval Reserves for like 25 years.
You heard Lance. I think these naval guys get more of the women, though. What do you think?
I think, well, first of all, us Air Force guys look like glorified bus drivers in our unit. And while they liked the Navy, the Marines were always the ones that the uniform, that was the favorite uniform amongst the women, was the Marine ones. But the Navy guys always did well. Whenever they have a port day, like yes, up in New York or whatnot,
oh yeah,
you know, you see all the ladies going down, you know, to greet the ships and whatnot. So,
well, as an aside, you know the uniform I favor. I'm telling you, those New Jersey cops, that uniform, wow.
Okay. I hadn't even had the thought. And I was with Henry until he said the savings is in the sauce, and then I lost interest. But in any case, no, I'm still with him, though. But, you know, the sauce, that was a funny thing. But my side question is the USS Indianapolis, the ship that was dropping the bomb off at Tinican Island to be dropped, and their ship got torpedoed, and they were in the water, I believe, for 5 or 6 days. And 1,200 went into the water, and 200 to 300 came out because the sharks got the rest. And when I saw that in Jaws, that might have been had something to do with me saying, I don't know about this Navy thing. But, yeah, I'm going to go with the USS Indianapolis. Great topic, and I want to get back to you on healthcare next week.
Okay.
Because that was a great conversation. Have a great weekend, you guys.
Thanks, Robert, very much. Robert Shaw, I don't know if he was up for best supporting actor in that. Robert said 1,200. I think he said 1,200 went in. Only 200 came out as they're sitting there on the ship. Oh, man. You know, you got to make a better choice. You got to know you can't have that guy that you have to follow at sea, Robert Shaw's character. Nope, that's not going to work out. But I'm the sheriff. I have a gun. He's not going to. When he took the baseball bat and smashed the radio. Oh, God. Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen this one.
You haven't seen Jaws?
Oh, are you talking about Jaws? I completely spaced on that. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, well, Sean, you said that, but if Dan were here, he hasn't seen The Godfather. I mean, the world is a strange thing.
I haven't seen The Godfather.
Greg Stocker flawed again with the producer test. You know, I thought that was supposed to be the requirement. Okay, it's 855-839-1210. We're going to talk with the guy who leads the Navy League here in Philadelphia, my host tomorrow. Tom Metzger at 2 o'clock. We have Dom's Money Melody coming up, and we'll have the winner this week It's not on here, Henry, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get back to him.
Yeah, it's probably Gallows again this week, but we do have the Money Melody $50 Metro gift card ready to go. 855-839-1210 on board. What's going to happen? Robert just mentioned health care. I think when this is said and done between now and the new year, nothing is going to be agreed to. So that means we will be outside Obamacare. And I'm not sure what Republicans, they just, I think from what I can tell, President Trump is convinced he's just going to hammer insurance companies. And I'm convinced that's not going to be enough. That's not going to work. Republicans need, going into the midterms, to go with something that at least people think, okay, I'm going to be covered. There's going to be some kind of health care if Republicans are given the Congress again. If not, then we have a major hole there. And Democrats, to a person over the last 48 hours or so, say the message out of the new mayor in Miami, who's a Democrat, first time in, I think, 25 years or so, is affordability. And they don't care, progressive or moderate, they just care about saying the word. Does that word have magic? And I would answer, they have nothing else. So that's what they're banking on, that Trump and Republicans can't take apart the affordability thing. And I know you and I could sit here every day and say, but they caused it. And that's absolutely correct. Biden caused it. Look at in Jersey right now as we speak. The Democrats are hell-bent to raise the sales tax to 7% to do it before Mikey Sherrill takes over so that she doesn't have her fingerprints on it, even though she wants that. How is that making things more affordable for people? And the answer is, when they're talking about affordability, they're not talking about government cutting anything. They're talking about attacking private enterprise off the backs of that to make something affordable. So that's why this Costco pizza thing to me is interesting. Is it decent pizza? DJ's wife, Henry, has Costco, so I'm going to see if I can get a pizza there.
Oh, yeah.
You can't just walk into Costco and order a pizza, can you?
Like, yeah, I mean, you got to have the card.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. You have to show a card.
Yeah. I mean, you have to have the card to just go in and order a pizza.
Okay. Because I would do it. I, particularly on Monday, would give you a very biased viewpoint. I don't care how good it tastes.
And if you get a stickler of a greeter, they might not let you
in
at
all. Oh, that's right. Oh.
They might be like, you're not this guy.
I need some toilet paper and a pizza. There we go. All right. That's what I think of Costco. Well, they sell a lot of books, too.
They sell everything.
They do. Yeah, I know.
Clothes.
Yeah. I can't see buying clothes at Costco's. It's so hard to believe. The pizza is the highest order. I can't see, though. How did you get into that, though? What was the motivation?
Well, my parents got a membership this year, and I'm like, well, I've never been, so I got to go check this out for myself. So, like, before my brother went back to college, I took him to go grab some things for myself and for him as well. And while we were there, we were hungry. It's like, all right, let's grab a few things. So he grabs, hot dog, pizza, chicken bake.
Well, the hot dog I got. They won't raise the hot dog beyond what?
I think it's $1.50.
Yeah, I've heard good things about their hot dog.
And it's a great hot dog.
They keep the $1.50 cost.
Mm-hmm.
A hot dog's one thing. You could put up with that. You can't do that with pizza. Just the mere thought of it. To Sean's point, I'm eating Domino's or one of these national chains. I'm like, oh, no. I've hit rock bottom.
But
come on.
Therein lies the difference. Like, it's the same people at Costco every day. We're at Domino's. I bet there's a new employee every other week.
That's true. But are those
Unless you're
people
working
really
my
pizza?
Dad ran.
Is Costco's really bringing in Giuseppe the pizza maker? Really?
I don't know if they bring him in, but they might turn into that.
All right. Gary of Newtown. Oh, no. All right. We're going to have a special report. Gary of Newtown is back after eating the pizza. Say it ain't so. I may have to tag in Johnny Mulligans, the ultimate host, to ask him if he can imagine a Costco pizza. He doesn't have pizza there. But, he has to, Johnny at Mulligans has to know the public's taste on everything. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't.
and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, Tom Giordano Show, the Navy. We'll talk with a Navy League guy, my host tomorrow with Roe over there at the Manayunk Brewery. But Michael, who sends me a lot of stuff, really asked the burning question. We told you about Josh Shapiro. We had a great guest on, Senator Coleman, about the excesses of his home security and landscaping. Isn't this price gouging? Isn't that what Democrats always tell us about? Price gouging. When you hear the landscaping numbers and the maintenance numbers, $80,000 to trim the trees. And he just does it. Who is this guy? Henry, you looked it up. Remember I told you and you found it was $2,450 for an electronic door for the dog to walk in. Yeah, to walk in and out. He was made to take that out because of it. This guy is a menace. He is an all-time menace. We'll see if he'll ever come on again. All right, let's go to Gary in Newtown, though. I hear it's a pretty bad pizza over there at Costco's. Gary, you've consumed it. What's your pizza report?
Okay, the pizza report is this. I usually only get one slice, but because I wanted to have one plain and one pepperoni to have a full report, the thing is it only cost me $3 for two slices. Or I could have got a whole pie for $9.95, which is almost 150% less than what I pay at my local pizza shop. So there's both the affordability and the taste. I never go 1 to 10. I go 1 to 100. Kind of like you being a teacher in the grading score. This was a definite B plus 89 or in your grade. No, that's an A minus, a Dom. It was an 80. I'll say an 88 to a 90. It was definitely an A minus.
And what is your local pizza shop that you really like?
Oh, I use that as 100.
Oh, okay. That was my takeaway from this is substandard.
Oh no. I'll let you in on a little secret about my local guy. I asked him. I said, "Why is your pizza so much better than everybody else?" He goes, "Come on back." So he shows me the flour, and he goes, "You ever hear about gluten?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Read that bag," and I went, "It says super extra gluten." He goes, "Yes, super extra gluten." I go, "Isn't that illegal?" He goes, "Yeah, if you want to just keep selling pizzas, it just sells more pizza with super extra gluten."
All right. So give this a pretty good grade, and certainly on the affordability. Did people start to try it then? Is it an affordability thing, I guess, right?
I think it is. It absolutely is. And like Henry said, if you're in a pinch and you're hungry, why not? It's $1.50. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
All right.
Can't go wrong.
To be continued. Thank you, Gary.
All right.
I don't want to encourage more of this Costco pizza stuff away from the local pizza. I have to talk to Greg, though. I've often wanted, what's the best pizza in the area? If we did a taste, I guess we'd have to include Costco. I need somebody with a card to get by the greeter just to taste their pizza. The whole thought of it. See, if I didn't know, maybe it would be better.
I think you have to see the whole store and the kitchen, like, up close to really get an appreciation to be like, oh, okay, this isn't just some
Well, you know what's in my mind. You know what's in my mind, right? Wawa making pizza.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, please.
Yeah, like I would say it's much higher. It's so much farther up than Wawa.
It's an art making pizza. And Costco association with that. I think it's an affordability thing for that. I kind of agree. We're on to something here. We got Dom's Money Melody coming up. But first, we'll talk with our Navy guy. And if you're thinking of watching the Army-Navy game, you want to meet a lot of great people, come on over tomorrow to the Manioc Brewery. We'll talk with him. I'm going to be interviewing people. You'll be seeing it up there. Military service today. I'll probably ask about Mark Kelly. I'm pretty sure I can do that tomorrow. Because if they support Mark Kelly, I'm fine with that. The Navy has issued their report. They've sent it in now to the general deciders. We don't know if they recommended punishment, and if so, what, for Mark Kelly, but most people think they've recommended some punishment. What should be the punishment? I'll tell you that, too. And Dom's Money Melody on Talk Radio 1210. First, though, let's talk about Dr. Benz, my good friend, personal dental specialist and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Benz. Exciting news to share. His daughter, Dr. Emily Benz, has successfully challenged and completed her board certification, and that's no small feat. Now, with over 11 years of training, 33 years of experience between them, it's thrilling to know that Dr. Emily Benz joins Dr. Benz in providing the best in customized and innovative care for the most complex dental cases like mine. In addition to the exceptional general dentistry, that's Dr. Sarah Cooley Benz. So you get it all right there in one spot. It's a true family affair. So when you have an issue that requires highly specialized care, perhaps a second opinion, do what I did. Just call Dr. Benz. Get that initial, the Benz Dental Group. You have some dental benefits that expire at the end of the year. Get that initial evaluation. It's a good time to do it. 610-272-6949. Or visit their website at Benz, B-E-N-T-Z, BenzDentalGroup.com.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.